Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Sam Langford. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Luther Harville. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting third. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Phil Tote. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marty Griffin. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Marty Griffin. And now, play ball. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind strikes out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rothrock fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel bunts towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Lind covering, for the out. Rothrock moves to second. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a fly ball into left field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead who is chasing the ball. Summa reaches third base with a triple. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Summa scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Luther Harville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harville bunts towards the mound. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Rogel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a fly ball into center field. Harville settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Tote reaches second base with a double. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball four. Marty Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0 for 1 in the game. Langford hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Griffin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Lind moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lind scores. Sewell moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Summa hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Hodapp moves to third. Morgan moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Luther Harville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harville is 0 for 1 in the game. Harville hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rothrock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 0 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rothrock moves to third. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 1 in the game. Flagstead hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields it and throws to home to get Rothrock. Rogel moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Reagan hits a fly ball into left field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan misplays the ball. That's an error on Reagan. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0 for 1 in the game. Schott bunts in front of the plate. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0 for 2 in the game. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lind. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Lind steals second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Slim Harris now pitching. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lind moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Summa is hit by the pitch. Lind scores. Sewell moves to third. Hodapp moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tote is hit by the pitch. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. Tote moves to second. Two outs. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Luther Harville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harville hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Berry settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Berry. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Luther Harville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harville is 0 for 2 in the game. Harville hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0 for 1 in the game. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rogel strikes out. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-2 in the game. Flagstead takes first base on ball 4. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-3 in the game. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote fields the ball and throws to Harris covering. Safe. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lind bunts in front of the plate. Barry fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Barry. Langford moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Sewell bunts in front of the plate. Barry fields it and throws to first for the out. Langford moves to third. Lind moves to second. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Langford scores. Lynn scores. It's 7-0, Indians. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate takes first base on ball 4. Reagan moves to second. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Tote hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luther Harville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harville is 0-for-3 in the game. Harville hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rothrock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0-for-2 in the game. Schott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Rothrock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Langford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lind hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tate. Lind reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. With three walks. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Caldwell pinch hits for Homer Summa. Bruce Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Caldwell moves to second. Luther Harville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harville is 0 for 4 in the game. Harville bunts towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 4 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards third. Rothrock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0 for 3 in the game. Schott hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bruce Caldwell now playing right field. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Tote hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Carl Sumner pinch runs for Charlie Berry. Johnny Heving pinch hits for Slim Harris. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sumner moves to third. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Rothrock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Harville settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.